Blog Talk Radio.
It's all right. I feel it. Welcome to another edition of Progressive News Weekly. You're at the right place at the right time. My name is Daryl Clark, and I so appreciate you taking the time out to listen in to Progressive News Weekly. This evening, as those of you who are in the mail list are aware, we have had a special guest. I'm going to say had, because our guest this evening was Miss Eula Pasternak, and she had a previous engagement, and as you can see, we had a late start this evening, and she's not going to be able to you know, participate with us. She is in studio. She is in a virtual studio. Just want her to say hello, and perhaps, I don't know if she's available next week, but if so, we'll make sure we have Ms. Yulia Pasternak, human energy expert and food specialist. She has a client that's coming up that's previously scheduled. Ms. Yulia, thank you for being willing to take the time out. And as we have started later than expected, I know you aren't going to be able to join us for this program. However, can we get you engaged in the near future?
Absolutely. Hello, everyone. Happy Memorial Day weekend. May you and I focus on the pleasant memories, no stress, just joy. I'm actually at a funeral, Native American ceremony this weekend. So we will be celebrating memories, celebrating sacrifice, celebrating life and the cycle, because the human body expires, okay, but the soul continues, and we are eternal. So that is something for me, and I invite you, for all of us, to not just hang on to, but have as our mantra for life. We are eternal. Let's hang on to good memories. Let's celebrate everything that we can to bring that joy, create that peace, be as kind and loving and passionate with each other about life, about creating good memories, celebrating the ones we have, but focusing on the ones right now, here, and onward and upward that we go. I want to thank you for having me on the program, for being that light, that voice of reason, that voice of inspiration, because we've created good memories. And may we make time every day to celebrate good memories as we either review the day, focus on the good, as we plan on creating good memories. There is so much to appreciate in this world. So much joy, so much pleasure, so much beauty to create. I hope that today and every day you will enjoy creating a good, strong, hefty dose of those pleasant experiences. So enjoy your program. I say hello from a beautiful Longwood Gardens, where I am meeting with my student to discuss various things in a beautiful nature, getting ready for a beautiful fountain show to the music of Beatles, and starting the weekend on a fun note. I wish you a wonderful weekend and good end to the month. Maybe we can start a new month together.
All right. Well, we certainly appreciate you taking the time, although I know you have as you had mentioned, an event scheduled. So, Ms. Yulia, I will be reaching out to you maybe later this evening or in the morning or tomorrow sometime. And let's try to, you know, get this rescheduled, because we certainly appreciate when you are here to bring your inspirational messages and knowledge and insight to our presence. And so blessings and peace to you, success on your event, and looking forward to talking with you soon. Love, peace, and blessings, my sister.
Likewise. Thank you very much, Daryl.
All right.
Have
okay.
Wonderful
well,
holiday.
That would.
Hey.
And you have a blessed and wonderful holiday as well. Okay. Well, you know what? In that short period of time, I don't know about you listeners, but I got a little boost, and that just gives you an idea of the energy that Miss Eula Pasternak brings to the table. I'm going to talk a little bit more. I know she has to drop about Miss Pasternak and some of her background and accolades, and she's recognized for nationwide as, for example, being a genetically modified food expert. She is also a founder of the Center for a Unity Center for Empowered Living. I'll talk a little bit more about that and what she does. So I want to get you kind of really excited about making sure you tune in when she is able to come back and join us. And, of course, I'll be sending you an email for those on the mail list as to when that will be. I'm hoping it's next weekend. But we will see when that – not next weekend, but next Thursday – and we'll see when that is.
We can
certainly bring.
We can agree on that already. Yeah.
I didn't know you were still with us, Ms. Pasternak. So then that was a pleasant surprise. I love live radio. Oh, that was a pleasant surprise. Oh, Ms. Pasternak, we really appreciate you. Okay, so
well,
then definitely.
I have 5 more minutes to walk through the meeting place. We can chat.
Oh, that's so, so wonderful. You know, we just experienced a full moon this week. You want to talk a little bit about it?
Well, we had it last weekend, but it was amazing. Hopefully,
mm-hmm. It was actually
you
Saturday,
all felt the shift. We did a lot of spiritual work to help humanity sort of rise up, and I mean both women up, men up, teenagers up. Let's get a little more adult like all of us, and let go of blame games, of past memories, trauma. Feel and heal, feel it to heal it. And shift into the blessings in this world. Enough of power games, enough of competing with unhealthy ways, whether it's for each other's attention or for just mundane, silly things. We have more important things to do. We have so much to birth into this world to be able to reinvent who we are, what we are, what we represent in this world, because we're messing up enough. So hopefully you felt the shift last week of the work in the forefront and behind the scenes we have done to be able to inspire energy on the planet for human beings to up, 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 women up, men up, no more blaming each other. No more competing with each other. We are not equal, never were, never will be. We are possible of amazing, good partnerships. Enough of unhealthy competing or proving that we are equal. We are not. We have unique abilities, gifts, and roles to fulfill in this world. Each one of us, enough of racial dividing, gender, enough. We're still bickering like little children, spoiled children, enough. So let's inspire each other, our families, our communities, not just to get along, but to consider expressing our uniqueness and being a little more grown up, especially for grown-ups. Allowing all the beauty, all the joy that we are capable of sharing to really come up with that summer rain, with that summer breeze, with that summer sun. I mean, there's so much to be inspired by. but we get in our own way. We are silly enough. We can take nature and soak it up and give it up. Because we are so chaotic and we confuse each other. Why? Enough. We are so capable of nurturing, of kindness, of supporting each other in healthy ways. But we have to shift our perspective and have courage to be a little more honest with each other. Women has done a lot of damage to each other. But we are giving in to manipulation to blame men for it. Like, enough. We still allow it. We still raise badly behaving men or children. And I'm not talking statistics. I'm just saying, women, we've allowed this. How about we no longer tolerate, but not be vulgar or violent about it? And simply focus on raising well-adjusted individuals that are ready to express their unique mission in this world, helping each other discover what it is and making it come true. We have so much to offer to this world if we connect to our divinity. Why not focus on that? We each give birth to ideas, to projects, to relationships. Why not focus on making them not just work, but be pleasant and beautiful? Why not focus on inspiring each other instead of blaming each other? Just a little bit of shift in perception. Maybe a little bigger shift in patterns and thinking and acting on our thoughts. But we are so capable. Why not? And why wait? If we allow the inspiration to really, truly inspire us, to really, truly help us understand and experience the bliss of being a human in this world, it will make a difference. We will have more harmony and peace in this world until we all have that inside and out. And evils of this world no longer seduce us to drain us, no longer weaken us. Well, ultimately, we weaken ourselves when we give in to the evils of this world. But let's choose light. Let's choose joy. Let's choose beauty. Let's choose passion. Let's choose supporting each other as wonderful, wonder-filled beings that want to do good things in this world, that want to create amazing art and music and food and clothing and raising our children to be amazing individuals and create new and wonderful things for the world. Why not choose that? We all have memories of, good memories of our family gatherings. Why not have the world like that? One huge human family gathering where everybody gets along and laughs and shares jokes, healthy competition, and everyone goes home inspired with open hearts, sparkles in the eyes. That's the world that we want to create. That's the world that is possible. We need to take accountability for what we have done with poisoning each other, poisoning our mind, poisoning our soul. Enough. Let's allow The sun, the moon, the stars, galaxies inspire us to be the best version that we can be. I'm blessed. I have access to knowledge and tools that I share with others, and they are amazing, and they give us power to redirect our thinking and redirect our actions and catch ourselves like, oh, no, 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 no. That's not going to end well. That's not going to be fun. I wish more humans would like to have those tools or use the ones that they have more consistently by believing in themselves, by having courage to say no to negativity, no to toxic people, toxic things, and maintain this holy tool that we have called this physical body, mental body, emotional body, soul body. We are amazing, but we need to be more accountable for how we treat our holy tools and each other. And that is what I hope we remember. Let's remember. For me, Memorial Day is the focus on remembering how holy we are. And from that holiness, we shift to a better relationship with ourselves and with each other. I'm talking to a holy person. Am I humble? Am I kind? Am I the best version of myself representing God in this world? That is what I wish we would be capable of doing consistently and redirecting when we are getting a little confused or lost. Like, no, 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 no. Come on, GPS. Middle pillar, middle course, middle. I want to be stable and capable of redirecting so that I am kind, so that I am supportive, so that I am inspiring and contributing that to our collective consciousness so that we heal what needs to be healed. So all that ugliness is no longer pulled down by those that then use it to abuse it. So that's what I hope and pray you will feel and you will work with, because we can. Just a desire and a little bit of effort. So I bid you goodbye from a beautiful Longwood garden with peace for the senses. And I pray that you will have your own peace for the senses this weekend. Be well and take good care.
Wow. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Miss Eula. And I'm looking forward to talking with you and having a fuller discussion in the very, very near future. We'll be talking soon. All right. Be blessed.
Wonderful.
You and yours. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Bye-bye.
Okay. All right. So we got a little extra bonus there from our friend, Miss Eula Pasternak, this evening. We had scheduled to just have some elongated discussion as Miss Pasternak had engaged in briefly and concisely about, you know, our spirituality and balance and our fit within the universe and humanity itself. It can almost sound nebulous unless you step back and take a look at it. And as you know, we have numerous spiritualists. It's not about a given or specific religion. It's simply about spirituality. And so I love some of the things that Ms. Pasternak, you know, referred to in that short discourse. You could feel the passion when she was talking about enough. And then she bridged from that aspect of the discourse, which was What is it that must be purged? And you see, when you're cleansing, you can't just, or don't want to at least, purge or cleanse without replacing. And that's a simple principle of balance and wellness from a holistic perspective. And I so much appreciated her approach because she began with basically a purge. When she was referring to enough, she was saying there's too many games that are being played within our surroundings, our immediate surroundings. It could be a colleague, it could be a loved one, it could be a neighbor, it could be a relative, a friend, or all of the above. Simply stated, enough. Enough of what what we used to call, and still do from time to time, head games, power plays. I don't know about you, but I suspect you are experiencing or have experienced or at least will experience in the not too distant future some of that. Some of it, I believe, is, well, at least in these days and times we're in, inevitable. It's a part of life. It's a part of turning on the television and seeing a commercial that is to significantly be viewed as perverted, to encourage illicit lifestyles, and not really being able to avoid that if you're going to view television. So that's just a simple example of some of the inevitability of that. It is our responsibility as conscious individuals, however, to limit that as much as we possibly can. Not just to limit it, but to limit it as much as possible. Don't misunderstand me. Mr. Clark is not by any means where he would like to be in this endeavor. I'm working on it, and I'm improving. And on average, I'm improving consistently. Not as rapidly as I'd like, but that's because I'm significantly my worst critic. And that's okay, because I really consciously attempt not to be a far-fetched, unreasonable critic of myself, or others for that matter. And so, back to Ms. Pasternak and her approach to balance, you must first purge that which is unhealthy. But if you don't replace that with healthy elements, you're looking for more weeds to fill the gap. And so, yes, she said a simple word, enough. Think about that word. You know, Ms. Pasternak, I've known her for, well, more than a few years. And she's truly a good heart, as you might perceive, and you might think to yourself, possibly. I wonder what she's really like. You know, she appears to be a very open-hearted and kind soul, but you really don't know someone until, as they say, you know them, or really get to know them. Well, I can tell you from the many years that I've known Ms. Pasternak, what you see is what you're getting. She is what she portrays to be. Just a good-hearted individual. And so, as she approached the subject matter, which was balance, as we approach this holiday weekend, the first holiday weekend of the year of relatively warm weather, which is why it's unofficially called the beginning of summer. And as so we approach that topic matter, is balance. And so she began with purging, and she used a simple word, enough. You ever sit at the table, whether it was a holiday feast or just any given meal that you enjoy, either one, whether it's a feast that you enjoy or just a simple meal that you enjoy, some, whatever it is that pleases you, vegetarian, poultry, red meat, fish, whatever it is that you enjoy. And is, relatively speaking, not harmful. And I say that because, you know, by some standards, those who do not eat meat consider meat to be harmful. And I can relate to that to some degree. I can relate to that. So I say relatively. But let's just say you're having that meal that you enjoy, that serves you, and you're given energy at a given time in a well way. At some point, if there's more than you could possibly consume, you will express having had enough. And that expression means you will have no more. So when you think about that, no more, enough, no more, enough. Are there things in and around our lives that we want to say or need to say, more importantly, enough, no more? So I'm going to leave you this evening to contemplate on that, no more. Enough. But you can't stop there, because once you say enough and no more, there's that vacancy at that dinner table or lunch table or breakfast table. When you say enough, no more, and you step back from the table, you've had enough, you've had your fill of that, and you're saying no more. And so then you just want your body to absorb the benefit of that meal. That's actually the fulfilling part. The purging is to say, no more. I'm taking in no more. I've had enough. But then the balance really comes in the aftermath, as your body utilizes the nutrients. You reflect on the joy of the meal. That's the mental part. And of course, you can't have the two without the spirituality of the experience itself. And so, I certainly appreciate the enough label. And she referred to power games, mundane attitudes, unhealthily blaming and competing. And as she said, we're all unique. I mean, sports competing, yes, I'm all for it. Weighing in your skills against another's skills, I believe that can be healthy as long as it's done in a fair way where no one is hurt. Enough, she said, of the bickering unnecessarily. She said grown-ups need to be grown-ups. You ever think about that? You know, it says in the Bible that I read, when I was a child, I thought as a child, spake as a child. When I became a man, I had to think and act and do as a man. Enough of adults thinking and acting and speaking like children. It's happening throughout our society, and I'm sure each one of us, myself notwithstanding, have ventured into that realm. But we must limit that type of activity as much as we possibly can. And if it's possible to eliminate it, we need to do that. Because it's only through that type of experience that we'll be able to utilize those unique gifts that Eula talked about. We each have a unique gift. Make no mistake about it. You and I may not have found what that unique gift is. We may have found some things that we're good at and maybe even much better at than the average person. But it doesn't mean that's our unique gift. I believe that's our purpose in life. To determine our unique gift and then to fulfill it. So, everlasting. I believe that's our goal. And when we find our unique gift, we're so enthralled in that, we don't get caught up in those things that you would say enough to. The mundane attitudes, the power games, the unhealthy competition and blame. Because we're focused on our divinity, our blessed individuality. And with that, we can inspire each other. Sharing our good memories without any envy or jealousy. Or discontent. So as we approach this Memorial Weekend, let's appreciate the holy tool that Ms. Eula talked about. Our physical body, from which comes our mental self and our spiritual self. Yes, we are spiritual beings housed by a physical, but the two are not separated. As we're communicating now, we may be communicating spirit to spirit, but we're doing so through a physical form. In this case, the form of speech. And yes, we may evolve one point where we are truly only communicating on a spiritual level. I pray to see that day. I pray to see that spiritual level is one of a righteous nature. But as for now, to my knowledge, we still must utilize this physical tool in order to engage in that communication. So let's honor that physical tool. Let's take care of it. Let's put the best things that we can inside of it for it to function effectively and efficiently. Let's be conscious of the mental exposure that we give to it through our mind and thinking. And of course, with that, our souls, our spirits will be enhanced. So I wish every one of you a most enjoyable, safe, prosperous, peaceful, united, happy Memorial Day weekend as we engage in the beginning, unofficially, of summer. So with that, I'm going to bid adieu until next week, when we'll be coming at you with another edition of Progressive News Weekly, where we will be bringing you news and information, inspired, called, gathered from around the world, intended to inspire you, encourage you, empower you, enlighten you, and of course, to instill you to get involved at your highest self and make a difference. As we enter these warmer months, we'll have the opportunity to embrace and incorporate more of life's energy, if nothing else than through simple sunlight. You see, when it's cold, we just don't tend to spend as much time in the sun. First of all, the days are shorter, so you don't have the opportunity to see the sun as much. Even if you're an outdoor sports person in the winter, in late fall, and early spring. So if nothing else, try to get some fresh air, relatively speaking, depending where you live. If you're in LA, well, you've got smog. But try to get, and that was just one metro. I don't want the folks in LA sending me letters. Oh, why did you single out LA? I mean, that's in New Jersey where I am. We're approaching one of the most concentrated areas in the country. Of course, with that, you're going to have smog. And in any metro area, if you're in an urban area, folks, you're dealing with smog to some degree. And that's basically so that you get the general gist of it. It's an unhealthy air atmospheric condition. I mean, at a stratospheric level, it's actually healthy. It kind of protects the earth. But when you begin to have those pollutants at the lower levels of the atmosphere, it can be very, very unhealthy. So when I say fresh air, that's just relatively speaking. But do try to get out and get some fresh air. I mean, there is something to going to a park versus being in a city. It just doesn't feel good because of all the greenery, presenting that you're there in this warm months. No, you're feeling better because it's a healthier environment. You don't have the machinery. You don't have cars buzzing, depending on the kind of park that you go to. Just take some time. Parks are good. It's one of the best things that was ever invented. You see, there were parks before there were cities. But then when the cities came to be established, there had to be something called a park, because before that, it was just called land. So when I say it was just one of the best things to be invented, when someone said, you know, we must preserve some green space in our environment. So I encourage everyone, get out. And I know it can be a little bustling, especially in the holiday, where you've got hundreds or thousands of people, you know, all with the same intent. Let's do a barbecue. Maybe you have a little special place that you and your loved ones go. You know, it's kind of in a little nook and cranny of the park. You may not have a burner. Maybe you have to take your little 18-inch grill and do a hamburger or hot dog out there, or fish. Or you can just grill some vegetables for you veggies out there. But do try to get out and enjoy the environment and enjoy a loved one and clear your mind of all that which is imbalance. And if it's imbalance, it's just not good for you, generally, giving you a definition. And let's begin this unofficial beginning of summer with a pattern that will sustain throughout the rest of the summer. It's just that we'll have something we can store up for our physical, mental, and spiritual selves. The universal God be willing as we go into the latter months of the year here in the Northern Hemisphere. And as it gets warmer, I'll leave you with this. Local fruits and vegetables, folks. Engage in them for life. Engage in them for life. Especially the bright colored ones, because they're loaded with antioxidants. Antioxidants. We'll talk more about that in the weeks ahead. Suffice it to say, it's an element that's good for your cells. That's C-E-L-L-S. You know, the cells that make up your body. You may have heard of red blood cells or white blood cells, where there's trillions of cells that make up your body beside that red blood cell or the white blood cell. Every single iota of space on your body is made up of a cell. Your eyelashes, your fingernails, your arms, your toes, your waist, every aspect of who you are is a cell. So as the cells go, so you go. In terms of health, if there's anything you're concerned with health-wise, start thinking on the cellular level. And every cell has intelligence. The average human, has over 100 trillion cells. So start thinking cellular. Regardless of what's going on with you, if it's a headache, and a headache can be nebulous, you can say, well, that's not physical. It's not, oh, whatever is causing that headache, you can believe is physical. To some extent, if nothing else, then the fact that it's going through your brain. Because it could be a thought that's causing that headache. But the pain that thought is reflecting into an ache is going through a nerve, a physical nerve, which is made up of physical cells. Think about it. So let's start with that, focusing more on who we really are, what we really are. That unique divinity that was mentioned earlier. And you might be surprised at the kind of impact that you can have on yourself or others by a simple attitude shift. A simple attitude shift. And some people utilize that through their religions. Some people utilize it through just simple meditation and positive thinking. And some people just humble on it naturally. It's just a part of their DNA, that positive attitude. So, until next week, I bid you farewell. I bid you well. I bid you love. I bid you peace, prosperity, wellness. I bid you do something good for someone else. And if you love someone, by gosh, let them know, not just by showing it. I always believe, as many do, action speaks louder than words. But how about following the action up with the words? Some people have a tough time just simply saying, love you. Now, if you're saying that and you're doing 180 degrees opposite, not, bark, beep, beep, all those other warnings. But to give love, show love, and then express love. Oh, what a trifold. A trifecta. So we are going to joyously step into the next moment. And I'm thrilled, elated, and delighted to have had you join me and to have had you in my presence for another evening of Progressive News Weekly and another morning or afternoon of Progressive News for those of you in the archives. Make a point of effortlessly enjoying your life. Even in the wake of disheartening news, I comfort as best I can you with there is a tomorrow. There is a tomorrow. And there is love. And if that tomorrow doesn't come, there's still love. Know your loved ones who have passed on over into the other realm of existence. They too exist. And I said your loved ones. You may not even realize who they are. There may be those who have passed on who truly care and love you that you really didn't realize it. But let me be the one, if no one has informed you of that, they exist. And so why not just give it a shot, give it a chance. Use imagination. And I'm really talking about those who are feeling maybe lonely or like they're really going through something difficult. Just give it a chance. Give it a chance with that imagination that someone, some entity of a true, righteous, loving nature loves you and cares about you. And watches over you and all that you're going through. All right. Well, it's been enjoyable. Please drop me a line or two. Let me know what's on your mind with regard to Progressive News Weekly or anything else that you care to share. Let me know if there are topics and or individuals that deserve attention from the public and are just not getting it from mainstream media, television or radio. You can send me that information to Daryl, DARRYL_CLA18@msn.com. And I will certainly be sure to respond to you. And we can have some dialogue, discourse, conversation about bringing that information and individual or individuals to the airwaves where they can share their insight and knowledge and love with as many people as we can reach together. And you can always send me an email in case you didn't get that to Progressive News. Just Progressive News. Nothing else. No spaces. No capitals. ProgressiveNews@msn.com. ProgressiveNews@msn.com. Well, it's a good month. We're in full moon energy. Still, it was last Saturday, but there's still some lingering strengths from that full moon that's with us. And all the attributes that go with that are available. And I look forward to talking with you next week. So we're going to close on a tune by the late, great Luther Vandross. In case you don't know who he is, well, enjoy this. Called So Amazing. It's one of my favorites. Be at peace. Hello, man.
the moon.